Gothic, Technomancer, Bound by Flame, Two Worlds. All of these games have released into the shadow of great RPGs of their time, and mainly by their own janky hand and by the sheer weight of other successes, they've always been lacking, but always offered a shadow of something unique or intriguing that never really fell into the status quo. Well, except maybe Two Worlds. That's a bit like suggesting there's something positive about getting herpes. But that one aside, those are the titles that we got. Now we're looking at the AA title Greedfall from developer Spiders. Greedfall is a third-person action role-playing game set in a mysterious and magical filled land that mixes elements of the 17th century ideals, party-based combat exploration, and a huge dose of political intrigue. So shore up your high neck collars and prepare to bloodlet, because Greedfall comes out on September 10th for PC, Xbox, and PS4 for the suggested retail price of $50. This is Carrick with ACG, and as always, it's my continuing mission to bring you reviews that aren't 2 minutes long or filled with sponsored bullcrap. As always, if you like the video, maybe subscribe. Or go out there and find a smaller YouTuber, somebody that you've always watched their stuff, and give them a subscribe button push, because it always helps, especially as weird as YouTube is right now. So here's my review for Greedfall, a land full of Khajiit imposters, Count of Monte Crispo, and the further adventures of the Three Musketeers. Graphics are up first. In the past titles, Spiders has always had their moments of brilliance. They just always seem to be few and far in between, like their artistic ideals never had the technical backbone in their engines to display them the way that they wanted. Now first, despite some issues I'll talk about in a second, there are a huge number of times Greedfall can look amazing, and the game's strength is absolutely in the huge hub areas outdoors. It just never got old exploring the fog-laced swamp tree-infested lower forests, or cresting a hill and sprinting down into a morning glade with these varied paths and tracks through a location, wicking around trees and rock quarries, abandoned mine entrances, and the like. Exploring large map sections are the moments that Greedfall is at its absolute best, and it shows such a distance from Spider's previous works that it's shocking at times. Even the cities with tons of alleys and streets and various districts are all very well done on the outside, at least, with debris everywhere and environmental feelings for a lived-in location that doesn't exist in their past titles, at least as much. And there's a lot of smaller elements I liked here. There's a variation that helps, especially in the robust customization system, with many items allowing for all sorts of additional bits to be added to armor in places, trinkets, items reflecting the upgrade, like thieves' tools or small braziers for religious characters that can be added to that armor for bonuses, meaning that the various sets of armors, of which there are many, offer a nice series of additional graphical options to make everyone look unique, even if you decided the best bet was to put everyone in the same set of $10 leather jackets. This is also best done with weapons as well, changing a boring sword into a golden hilt encrusted bladed death machine with just a couple clicks. But that doesn't mean it's all cool swamps and pre-industrial city awesomeness in Greedfall, because there are some issues. Reflecting probably both the budgetary nature of the game as well as a connection to performance targets, the first is, damn, there's a lot of copy-pasting in the buildings. For example, the major cities all have embassies, and they're all almost identical inside, aside from a very small, momentary change you might notice here and there, like one not having a ladder in a room while the others do. Even the room decor is the same in a lot of them. This gives it a very ramshackle feeling at times. Also, while I actually like the look of the cities, at least outdoors, it looks like they're plague-struck. Welcome to the saddest Sunday market, with like three people looking in empty stalls like they're searching for that very last tomato, but even the store owner just said, "Meh, screw it, just slept in." That's regardless of the game's time and day cycle as well. This is also noticeable later in the game when you start to stumble on enemies in the wilderness, and many of them are just sort of standing there with very few routines or movements to make it feel like they're anything other than fodder for your fiery swords and your blunderbuss of life-changing events plus 10. Texture work and character models are hit and miss, and much of this is also doubled up. It's not at all unlikely to meet one character, then skippity-doo-dah to another place in town, and it's like he's just quickly changing clothes and sprinting ahead of you and pretending to be a different person. Nevertheless, for every single time Greedfall let me down with a boring building or a less-than-packed city area, it actually wowed me with some view or got me interested in some crevasse hidden back in one of these locations or a cool armor upgrade, or did this. That's the character's lantern you carry reflecting in the eyes of the characters you meet. That's a small detail, but it is something that is quite noticeable when you're talking to characters. All this aside, it's very easy to notice that Greedfall is many steps above Spider's past work. It's just that, at times, and especially compared to the competition, it's a little bit wanting. Of course, comparing it to the competition brings us to performance. On the Xbox and the PS4, the game is aiming for a 30 FPS target with HDR support implemented right now in whatever consoles support it. And happily enough, other than a few quibbles, the game is actually fairly rock solid. There are a few points in foggy glens or when the game loads into an area that can drop FPS on the console. That's actually mimicked on the PC as well. But overall, it is solid unless there are a ton of enemies on screen. Now, when it comes to the PC, a 1080 with a current i7 at 4.8, you're going to be getting around 60 to 80 FPS on ultra settings with a couple adjustments here and there at 1080p resolution. 1440p was doable with a 1080 Ti or a 1080 normal as long as you adjusted those settings. With a 2080 Ti, 4K 60 FPS was doable, but there were some frame drops in a couple locations, as I said, when loading in or when a ton of effects were on screen, combined with a very long draw distance. When it comes to the options themselves, there's an acceptable number of graphical choices from SSAO, shadows, view distance, FOV sliders, and more. I would have liked a lot more, especially because the game has a number of varied environments, and a solid FPS in one place doesn't necessarily mean you're going to see that in the other. The game also has a resolution slider for dynamic resolution changes on the PC to keep the FPS up, but it never states what the resolution actually is. While shadows and SSAO make a bit of an FPS difference, you may want to look at resolution to get some FPS back if you're needing it, as low and medium settings in here make the game look pretty terrible. Greedfall is hit and miss at points, but it certainly is many steps above anything Spiders has done prior, and those outside areas, some of them, are very, very cool. And that brings us to sound, music, and voice.
Accompanied by their most loyal and tenacious master of arms.
As loyal as your gold.
Enough with the cold mercenary. I know you like us. Still hiding your men in the unsuspecting shadows of the greats of this world, I see.
Hey, our blades are the only thing keeping you dainties alive.
Kurt, I'm not in need of your protection. I'm no longer a child, you know.
Bit of poison on my blade. Then let's go!
And this time we're going to do sound first. This is better than the previous work as well, and maybe not rivaling AAA titles. In fact, it doesn't. It does hold its ground fairly well against them, with a nice sonic presence and good surround support throughout. Also, when exploring around the forest and swamps, there's a good deal of environmental sounds, from birds chirping to frogs performing some kind of depressing, throaty symphony of destruction, and they solidify the environments as different, even if graphically at times they aren't always completely unique looking. What impressed me the most is that the combat sounds are very well done. The guns in particular have this huge percussive presence, explosions throwing smoke and sound into the air, and really hits hard regardless if you're using your starting podunk pistol or if you finally outfitted yourself with a long gun that looks like it throws railroad ties as bullets. If there's one thing I noticed, it's that it doesn't hit as hard as it could when it comes to the magic spells. Many of them are cool, but the generic spell itself that you start out with wasn't really the most impactful. As a package though, pretty good sound. And that brings us to music. The composer for Greedfall's worked on a ton of games, from Remember Me to Vampyr, Plague Tale, Technomancer, and next year's Dying Light 2, and I think you can already guess right away why that is. That's because he is very good. This is a really nice soundtrack, but completely different than what I actually expected when I got it. There's a very forlorn and exploratory feeling to the music, with a mix of native instruments trading places with huge string sections and horn sections in most of the tracks, at times channeling, I would say, classical themes and airy tracks like Gladiator and big budget movies, but at other times very comfortable sitting back down into deep synth-heavy ambience. The music is impressively experimental compared to what I was expecting. For example, battle tracks with heavy processing that gives these instruments this haunting reverb sound and a churning set of drums is both basic but also fitting to every experience you have. One thing I did not like is that the audio hooks for the music can at times inform you of enemies being nearby before you see them. This is something I absolutely hate, especially when you're walking around and suddenly can't figure out why the world's most hopped up timpani player is following you around. And that brings us to voice. So we saw all along that Greedfall has certain BioWare vibes, to the point where players have called it BioWare Light or BioWare Style, and yes, without a doubt, that is what you get with the voices. All but one are excellently portrayed, from aged classic tutors of the main character who have a secret or two hiding in a voice that sounds like it was aged in nothing but experience and lemon juice for 50 years, to the main character's often more emotive than I expected delivery of the story moments. Both the female and the male protagonists are actually excellently done, with slightly different wording on various sections, and rare is the sentence that feels like it was written just for delivery to the player, and instead most elements are actually beat for beat across the theme that's being discussed, lending this natural, consistent tone to the discussions. Though admittedly, when you leave a conversation, it can be hilarious that your protagonist is like, "Okay man, I'll see you next time, it's nice talking to you," after the person you were talking to just got done betraying like half a nation worth of your comrades. One weak point is your cousin, the current ruler of the island in Greedfall, first appearing a little bit like a bon vivant, carefree, and possibly a bit loose in both morals and groin area. The character soon begins to fall into this strange tropish delivery, and then when the going gets tough, the acting steps it back up again, but due to how that character has occurred prior, it never actually feels real. Also, while the lines are delivered well, I'm not going to lie, the main protagonist has all the charisma of a piece of friggin' sentient jerky. Much like Shepard in Mass Effect, holistically, you are supposed to take in the world and react to it using the protagonist as a vessel for your own thoughts and emotions. But after about the 40th time of him announcing that he's the diplomatic envoy of the Merchant Guild, you start to wonder if he's just trying to remind you versus reacting to the world around him. Other than a couple misses, voice is very good.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But how does it all come together? Well, that brings us to gameplay and a bit about the story. So, Greedfall takes place in this dreary world of 17th century themes and overall stylings, mixed with a bit of magic, and in many ways it mimics elements of Jade Empire, taking two or three themes and slamming them together to see what comes out the other sphincter end of the storytelling device. You play as the cousin to the new ruler of this mysterious island, working together to join the separate factions under one rule, or at the very least to curb the complete chaos that seems to have cropped up prior to your arrival. Now, the game plays out much like many third-person RPG titles do, with you creating a character, male or female, and then choosing from a subset of looks, including hairstyles and facial features, and then choosing a role that fleshes out your starting skills, either a tactical fighter skilled in making traps and tactically taking out foes with guns, to magic users donning magical items, as well as a small assortment of buildable skills like shadow dashing and the ability to freeze enemies in place and crowd control. Then there's the fighter, heavy on the weapons, light on the patience. The game tracks skills, attributes, and talents across them, with skills branching out from the basic one-handed swords, one-handed blunt weapons, pistols, traps, magical rings, and a magical stasis effect. As you upgrade those skills, you're building a repository of items that you can actually use, with each skill progressively changing damage, but also sometimes adding stagger to attacks or more of one particular damage type, and then also offering different versions of the weapons as well. For example, two-handed weapons for swords as you continue to upgrade it. Now, each skill also branches into one ultimate skill for each of these character types. Fury for warriors, bombs for tactical fighters, and storm for magic users. You can, of course, at any time mix and match skill purchases. And that brings us to attributes. This tracks strength, agility, mental acuity, willpower, endurance, and accuracy. And these are your core base, with each upgrade giving you not only bonuses to various core damages and options, but also working in tandem with skills for unlocking new items, especially as you can see that many items in the game world will have specific requirements to use them. It won't just be that you have to have a skill, it'll also be that maybe you have to have the strength to do so. And lastly, you have talents. This is charisma, science, vigor, craftsmanship, intuition, and lockpicking. Adding to these will give you unique interactions in the game world, like trying to squeeze through some opening require a higher vigor score, but also creating options for discussions, like high charisma allowing you to shame someone into giving you the truth, or intuition letting you guess someone's intentions. And even from the get-go, that is really what starts to pick up when it comes to Greedfall. It's not a combat-heavy title, really. There is combat, and I'll get to that in a second. Since you are a diplomat, a great deal of the game, though, involves questing and working through issues in this new kingdom, and getting completely differing groups to work together, as well as piecing together the larger mystery that encompasses your own life, as well as the islands. On every alternating level, you either get a skill point or an attribute and talent point. And I have to say, watch carefully what you use. Lockpicking is amazing to have at the starting, very worthwhile in that prologue. So really think about what you want and what you need to progress at the starting. Of course, at some point when the rubber meets the road and you need to throw down, that's where Greedfall's combat comes in. With a pretty basic system of weak and strong attacks, the ability to parry and dodge, as well as using long-ranged guns of all sorts, traps, and later applying poisons to your blades if you have the right skill. Make no mistake, though, this is not Dark Souls. It's not really even Dragon's Dogma. Combat itself, while consistently reflecting your skills and attributes and talents, isn't really insanely deep. You can lock on to enemies, and you can dodge and sidestep and later perform special movements like shadow dashes or rolls if you buy those skills. And a well-placed parry or kick can unbalance enemies, allowing you to get attacks in when they're stunned, or crowd control to help a teammate out. One thing that combat does stress is that most enemies, human or otherwise, as well as yourself, have both armor and their own hit points, with cutting weapons and magic doing more damage to hit points and blunt weapons cleaving off more armor. If you don't whittle a heavily armored opponent down, chipping off their armor, then it's going to soak up most of the damage you do, so it's best to always have something that does good armored damage as you play. Now, you can also augment those weapons so that they do a good amount regardless. Switching between weapons is one button press. Your companions, of which you can always have two at any one time, also have their own weapons and armor that you can outfit by either crafting, buying them, or finding them around the game world. Now, in combat, the game also utilizes a tactical battle menu if you want, which pauses the action so you can line up your next move. Admittedly, it is not required, as you can hot button up to 12 shortcuts for moves and items anyway, but it's there if that's your thing, and more options, of course, don't hurt. This is also, though, where Greedfall has two noticeable problems, both of which crop up in later game. The first is that the enemy variety is pretty anemic, at best, and this is noticeable as you get into the later half of the title. Most titles throw ever-changing enemies at you as you move forward, requiring the player to utilize what they've learned prior to those new subsets. Humans make up the majority of the enemies in the game world, and while that makes sense in the fiction, it leaves this big gaping hole in the title's freshness as you continue to play. The second issue is also that the game is just not very hard. I played it on all difficulties. This can be changed at any time, and while the first 10 or so hours, it was pretty easy to die, it doesn't take long before your band of adventurers just cleaving literally everyone in your path, taking out 5 to 10 enemy spies lickety-split. It really isn't that hard. Now, of course, that depends on what skills you've purchased, but since you end up getting a lot of upgrades and a lot of different items, it's not too hard to find the soft spot. And this was on the hardest difficulty. It just doesn't feel like it scales incredibly well. So if you're going to play this, I would try it on hard or even insane difficulty from the very start. Some of this is also based on the AI just really not being that amazing. In the first half of the game, it likes to throw a lot of enemies at you, so the AI isn't as big of a deal. But later on, when the stakes are raised and sometimes the front door isn't the best way to get into a building, it's weird to have an AI you're trying to stealth past you just flatly ignore that you're walking right there. What this does is make the combat, which should be a highlight, feel a little bit more mundane than it actually has a right to be. And you might be thinking, uh-oh, this sounds bad. And while not strengths, I can assure you, Greedfall does have some other things that it does incredibly well. First, right here is a pretty good visual representation of the bugs and spiders prior titles. But I had very few in Greedfall. For example, sometimes I'd walk up to a character and this had happened. Not exactly sure, but he's either asleep or just didn't even care enough to open his eyes. That aside, jank that's been associated with their games has greatly been neutered by the resources I think aptly aimed at rectifying their past issues. It's crazy to play a game like this, and sure, there's a bit of jank for sure, but not to the experience level and the absolute tons of it that we had in the prior titles. It almost feels foreign. It's fantastic. The only issues I did have were already on the bug list for fixes prior and usually involved hilarious grammar in some of the subtitles or issues with doors hitching on the game. The next up and a strength here is this has to be some of the best quest design I've played in a game this year. Almost no quest in the game is 1-2-3 affairs, and most will have the shit hitting the fan, then the fan breaks, then you replace it with two fans, and then those fans are now covered promptly in shit. And that's in the first half of a quest. Many times I'd suit up ready to take on some bad guy, and I was just positive this was the embodiment of evil in the game world, only to have their look of utter surprise when I showed up with my Renaissance Fair of fighters all primed for battle, and the supposed bad guy just turned to you and be like, "What the hell are you doing?" And all of a sudden you realize, that's not exactly the response I expected, only to find out that while victors write history, if it's a stalemate, there's at least two sides to that story. But Greedfall's world is in the midst of like four games all in stalemates, so hearing a different tale maybe eight different times is not an unheard of situation here. Also, the game is very light on foreshadowing in most of the normal quests, and you can find yourself debating if you want to smash someone, let your party mate talk them down, try to talk them down yourself, or use a skill to shame them, or just walk off kicking rocks to rethink the issue. And then, once you've made the choice, finding out, whoops, it's not exactly what's going on. Your characters and your parties have a couple plot lines of their own, and your reputation with them and with the game's factions will go up and down depending on what you do in the quests. If they raise high enough, you get gifts from them, like relic items or family heirlooms. If you consistently fail them, it can turn ugly. Lastly, and another great thing, the game nailed mystery for me. There is something intangible about the desire to explore just one more path or go over just one more hill, and especially in a game like Greedfall, where it's not the most diverse of environments, but it does as much as it can with what it has, especially in those outdoor sections. I do wish my party members were a bit more interesting. There's no Boo or Rex or Garrus or Bastila. Instead, they're all Cadens from Mass Effect, just sort of there and ultimately less interesting than the narrative that they engage with. Luckily, while your party members may not be the most interesting, one place where the game revels is in those armor and weapon customizations, so you can at least make them look cool. Also, when it comes to those various armors, many are related to some faction. So, example, if you want to get into a building, sometimes you can put one on and that allows you to pass yourself off as one of them for a period of time. To do everything in the game, you're looking at 25 hours and then some, depending on if you want to explore to completion all the huge areas that are in the title and seek out all the hidden skill altars scattered around the world and do the subquests. As a package, Greedfall is aiming to offer something different, and it hits, but it can feel decidedly like the resources were based so much on making sure bugs and performance were better than the prior titles, and rightfully so, that interesting enemy variety and more varied locations in the cities were actually forgotten. And that brings us to fun factor. No one really knew what to expect on this title, I think. Their last game was Technomancer, and saying that title didn't set the world on fire with its sales or reviews is like saying a signed Steven Seagal testicular girdle would be useless. It's a vast understatement. And I think here, one of the things I enjoyed the most were the quests. Is it as good as BioWare titles, like some have said? And at times in some quests, I actually feel harkened back to the great BioWare quests, for sure, even if the characters aren't incredibly interesting on your team. And I really enjoyed exploring the locations. We see that improvement here can certainly help, but it still needs some shoring up in other places, and the lack of enemy difficulty mixed with almost any real enemy variety hurts this more the longer you play it. It's not really noticeable maybe even 5 hours in, because you keep thinking, ah, this next place will have it, someone new or something new will show up, but it's not nearly at the pace you may actually hope or expect. So as you guys know, I rate games on a buy, wait for sale, rent, or never touch it again rating system, with rent being replaced by deep, deep sale on PC if that's the score it gets. And this is a buy. You know, it's rare that I want to continue playing a game that has a couple issues, especially with combat or enemy variety, but I did with Greedfall. I continued playing, and I played it for long periods of time, 16, 15 hours at a go. There's something about the game that I absolutely adore, the exploration and the mystery, and certainly the political narrative and all of the different quests, and the way those quests always had a different way of going, depending not only on my choices, but just what I expected. It is quite true. I don't think there's a single quest in this game that goes 1, 2, 3. It is really refreshing. When it comes down to it, it does have some issues with combat. I would say turn it up to, like I said, the hardest difficulty if you can. And it does have some issues with enemy variety, so be aware of that. But overall, it is still something that I feel is actually worthwhile playing, even at its current price. So anyway, that's it for me. I hope you guys liked the video. If you did, give it a thumbs up. If you didn't, give it a thumbs down. Maybe check out Reddit or Twitter or Facebook. And always, you can become a patron on the Patreon webpage, which helps me give you guys reviews that aren't 2 minutes long or filled with sponsored bullcrap. And as you guys know, I buy a copy of every single game I review, even if the developer gives me a code. So my hard-earned cash is on the line just like yours. And Patreon always helps me continue to do that. Peace out, and enjoy the rest of your week.